You have some memories of POW camps, though.
Look, I do remember some of the Germans, yeah. I remember I used to play in the hill, and they used to come out and they used to wave to me to go down, you know. And unlike today, we'd be a bit wary. I told not to go near them. You know?
So what age were you?
I would only be 3, going on 4 or something. I said, this is it. But they used to shout at me to go down and take us into the dining. Well, there was no dining room. It was what we used to call the cuckoos, you know. And go in there and sit at the table between these two big guys, and one was called Walter. I can't remember the other one. But they used to always get me in between them, look after us, you know. Big plate of soup and then a plate of dumpling. Okay. A bit of custard or the top. And then that was lunchtime, and then I used to go back to playing on the hill. But they used to come up to the house, and somebody sort of 2, 3, 4 of them up in the house at night. German POWs sitting around the fire.
Would you know how many German POWs were there?
I wouldn't have a clue. There wasn't that many because it was. If you look at that row of huts here, there wasn't that many huts here. You know, there might have been, maybe 8 or 10 or something like that in that area. There were Nissen huts. And they had barbed wire in there with them, but like when you could crawl through the barbed wire. It wasn't a police much then. Nobody sort of bothered with them because. There were no threat or no danger. I think they were quite happy there. They were getting looked after, and they got more cigarettes and tobacco than what the people in the boat got. So.